Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to another live event here at WP Studio. You should be looking at our bounding dog on Voce Press and hearing my voice. If all of that is true, we can get started. So there's no handout, but I will give you links because, you know, I just playing around early this morning and I wrote you guys a plugin. So I'll give all that code to you and I'll explain different ways you can use that code. And this will give you some flexibility to do some advanced things with your clients. So let's talk about the maintenance mode of WordPress. How many of you remember this? This would be the screen. You would come back to your WordPress website and this would be what was showing. And you have no idea how that happened. Well, early in the history of WordPress, if whatever happened during an update, whether it's WordPress or a plugin or a theme that's updating, if something went wrong, WordPress would automatically put itself into a maintenance mode, which means normally the administrator can still get into the admin area, but nobody can see the front end of the website. Well, there was a problem with this because we used to have a lot more errors with updates. Now we have a lot more checks and balances to make sure there aren't errors in the update. But many times you would have to manually go into your FTP directory and you'd have to look for something like this. There would be a file called WP Maintenance. Anybody remember this? It would just be sitting here. Maintenance. And this is what triggered this. So basically, what you need to know is WordPress does this automatically. And here's how the update process occurs with WordPress. WordPress, you know, you come over here and let's say you're doing an update, and I don't think I have any updates on this site, but let's say you're going to do an update. And whether it's a reinstall of WordPress 5.8. How many of you guys know what the steps are that happen in an update? Or how many want to know? Maybe I should, because sure. Okay, so John, there we go. Here's what happens. Sure, thank you, BG. I'll just keep talking. You guys can feel free to contribute in the chat room if you want. What happens is when we start a update, let's say we're going to reinstall WordPress 5.8, your server goes and fetches the zip file, brings it back to your server, unzips it, looks at the file, and when it's ready to do the update process, which takes just a moment, it will add a .maintenance file to the site, do the update. And then once the update finishes and everything worked, it'll auto-delete this maintenance file. If anything went wrong, the maintenance file stays because the update process wasn't able to successfully complete. And that's why you might get stuck with your site looking like this. Now, this happens so quickly that basically by the time you update everything, this maintenance file is already gone. And so therefore, we never really see a downtime of our site. It's just seconds. Plus, most of us have caching plugins on our sites now so that even if this maintenance mode was showing up, we'll be delivering a cached version of the site rather than this. So in a sense, this maintenance mode that's built into WordPress is no longer necessary because we really don't have crashed updates or crash site updates. Now, one of the things that the maintenance mode did, and that's why we had to watch for it, it's always a good idea after you do an update to go check the site, clear the cache, make sure the site is visible, not when you're logged in. So I would always use like an incognito window, a private window, whatever it's called. Make sure you're logged out. Visit all your client sites after the update, because if you're an administrator, even if the maintenance mode is on and you're already logged into the site, you will still see the site. The maintenance mode only prevents non-administrators from seeing the site. So it's a good idea to check. Why is that a good idea to check? Because when this maintenance mode that WordPress has built into it, in case anything goes wrong with your site, it will communicate a 503 error to any search engine. 503 status code is services unavailable. So all of a sudden, if you don't know that the maintenance mode is on, and there's two ways to figure out, visit the site, not logged in, or check the WP config file for, the folder that had at the same directory as the WP config. Check to see if there is a dot maintenance file. If there's a dot maintenance file, that means there's something that went wrong in an update and not everybody can access the site. And it's communicating a 503 error to search engines. So that's one of those things. That's what happened many years ago where people would get stuck in a maintenance mode. So that was how you got rid of it. You removed the dot maintenance file and your site was back to working perfectly fine. Now, because... Oh, here's another way. Let's say you're doing an update. This is one of the ways that an update might trigger. Let's say you, and I don't want to do this because I'm trying not to break the site right now because I've got too many other things to show you. But if I were to reinstall version 5.8, and then the moment it starts updating, I start hitting refresh, 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 my site will break and fall into a maintenance mode because it's now trying to update and update at the same time an update is updating. How's that for a sentence? So that's one of the ways it could still exist. So understanding how to remove yourself out of the maintenance mode is still a useful tool because who knows what happens. You know, you could literally be updating a site and your cat could crawl across your computer keyboard and by accident hit the refresh while you were updating. And then all of a sudden you say, oh no, the site's not accessible because I'm in maintenance mode. So just go remove the maintenance mode, the maintenance file. All right. So once we understand that that's there, it's probably a good idea to create a system. Now, if all you're doing is just updating plugins, or maybe you've got a bunch of plugins in here on your website and you've already enabled the auto updates, great. You've enabled the auto updates. You can handle that. It's just going to update. That's going to be perfectly fine. You're probably not very likely to experience an update error and require the maintenance mode. But let's say some people ask me, when would you want to use a maintenance mode? And that would be basically turning your site off for the public, but yes, for the administrator or the designer or whoever's doing work. And there are a few cases. So let's say you come back to a client website, and or maybe you've got a new client and you go look at their plugin directory, their theme directory, their WordPress directory, and there's like 68 updates that have to happen. And some of the plugins have like 5 or 6 updates behind. So it's entirely possible something is going to break on the site because there's so much change happening on the on the site and on the server. In those type of instances, I would manually create or turn on a maintenance mode, and we'll get to that in just a moment, so that I, as the administrator, have full access to the site. And once I have found that the update has been successful, I can turn off the maintenance mode and let people view the site again. I don't want them to come to a site when everything starts going screwy and all of a sudden there's all these short codes showing on the front end because during an update, some of the short codes changed or I removed a plugin that used to have short codes. All those things could be issues. Now, the other thing is, what if you are, you've written this whole JavaScript add-on, a new section of the website, and you've tested it on the staging site, it works fine, and now you're about ready to make it go live on the live site. Something like that, where we're actually changing functionality of a site, it would be best to turn on a maintenance mode, do your work, then turn it off. You just, for user experience, you don't want users to show up at the site and it looks all weird. Like, they actually will be more concerned for your site or the security of your site or your client's site, or they'll think something got hacked. But if they see a sign, and we'll look at how we can make that, where it just says, hey, brand regularly scheduled updates, check back in 5 minutes or check back at 4:52 p.m., whatever. That is more comforting. It's a scheduled thing. It lends trust to why the site may be down. The other one that's big, let's say I'm in the middle of changing the menus, the whole navigation system. I'm going to change the whole navigation system for the site, and maybe I'm moving it from the top to the side and adding something to the bottom, and it's just going to take me, you know, 2 or 3 minutes to make sure everything is set, and I'm able to move everything over. That's one of the other times I would use a maintenance mode, because changing the navigation can be very concerning for somebody who comes to the website if you are only halfway done with changing it. We need to add everything. So we want to make sure that we are offering everything in a proper manner. And the maintenance mode can help with that. Now, there are tools out there that can do this for you. And we're going to take a look at one or two of them. And some of them are very popular. But what I will tell you is, there is some code already built in WordPress that this is why all these maintenance modes can exist. So I'm going to come over here and let me drop in. I'll just go into the functions.php file of the child theme. This way we can do some work on this. Let's go ahead and edit. All right. Can everybody see this? Should be large enough. I think we it's small. Let's try again. Is that a little better? Okay. So now the code I'm going to write here doesn't belong here in the functions.php, but I want to let you know that WordPress, if you dig into the core code, and it's actually in, I could actually pull it up for you. Load dot here, let's do that just so you can actually see. So we go into WP admin, there is a load.php. It's in the WP include, sorry, because that's where the admin stuff is. There is a load.php file. There's a lot in here, and in this, I'll just go ahead and do a search. Oh, come on. It doesn't let me search in here because it's so big. Or here, we'll do this. Since it won't let me search in this, I will just type it for you. There is code that says file exists, WP and I'll explain what this means. This is a function. This is inside a function that fires off whenever the maintenance mode is activated. So this is the function that fires off. It's going to check and see if a file exists. If the file does not exist, it's going to go and give you this. Briefly unavailable for scheduled maintenance. But this code is already in WordPress, which means it's looking for a file called maintenance.php in the content directory. What that means is if we come over to our site in our WP content folder, if we were to create a file here and call it maintenance.php and create the file, we can design this however you want. And then WordPress, rather than showing this, the default maintenance thing, will automatically use this file. So this is step one of creating your own custom thing. What this also will cause an issue, you have to remember to move this over, or you have to remember to add this to your backup folder. Because normally files that are just sitting in the WP content folders are not backed up by most of the backup plugins. They will go back up the plugins folder, the themes folder, the uploads folder. But they're probably not going to back up Backup Studio or MU plugins or Upgrade. These are other places that are not normally pulled by backup plugins. So I say that as a reminder that you need to save this if you do this type of thing. This means that because this already exists in WordPress, you need to add no other code. I can simply design my own maintenance mode page that will automatically trigger. Now, you have no ability to trigger this yourself. This only is a method to use if you want to override this, the default one. But what if we want to use our own and actually turn on maintenance mode systems? So we can absolutely do that with a little bit of code, and then I'll show you how we can do it with plugins. So there is basically a hook in WordPress that is how it renders or begins to render the actual website. So what we can do is add an action, and it's get header. Get header is a hook that basically fires off well before WP admin, or sorry, WP head. It fires off all before that. It happens when we are getting like the protocol heading information in a WordPress website or in a front end display. So I could create our special mode. That's going to be my function. So function, special mode. Actually, if I spell it correctly, it works. And all I do is if the current user, basically I'm saying if you can't edit the theme or themes, how about I spell and or is not logged in, we will just do, we will use the WP die. WP die is a way that we can stop PHP from doing anything. So because we loaded it, get it head, and if they can't edit themes or if they're not logged in, basically we stop loading anything from the theme, which means we can create our own mini maintenance mode by passing HTML off into this variable under maintenance H1, put a little break on that. Website is down for work. Check back at 1:32 p.m. All right. And then let me close this off. And then we save. Again, this is our functions.php file. Now, I'm going to come to my site. Everything is perfectly fine. I should see no issue. I should have no issue with anything. I can even go to the front end and I will see this. Why? Because I am both logged in and my user can access this, access editing the theme. But if I go to this where it doesn't, all of a sudden I have under maintenance, website is down for client, check back at 1:32 p.m. Very simple. Now you can look at you can inspect the source code, and basically you see your header starts doing everything, but all of a sudden the title is WordPress error. Now you might think, hey, that's perfect. That's all I need. I need a simple thing. But we do fail in several key web best practices. One, it's not communicating the error message like the 503. It's not letting the server know, hey, this is, or any bots that come by, hey, service is unavailable, website is down. We don't really just want to use die as the only method of displaying stuff. Plus, one of the other problems is if I am the administrator and I'm logged into the site, I have no idea that there's a maintenance mode running. I have no idea nobody can access the site. I visit the site and, you know, everything looks fine to me. So I'm going to pause this. I'm going to uncomment this. So it's going to take the maintenance mode off. And then we'll be back. Okay, so that is the basic understanding of how we can interrupt a theme. And because this is in a, we did the conditional tags of checking to see if they're logged in or whether the user can do something, then the administrator can do a bunch of work on the website, not worrying about anybody seeing the work that's being done, and you're good to go. So some of you may be like, you know what, I don't really want to run through all this code. So are there plugins or something I can use? Absolutely. So let's take a look. There's two or three plugins I would consider, but I feel most of them are bloated. So one of them is WP Maintenance Mode. Just type in that WP Maintenance Mode. You're going to come over here. There's almost a million users of this plugin. So, and it does a number of things. So one thing is when we activate WP Maintenance Mode, we have an entire section over here in the settings that allows us to, again, we don't need all the advertisements. This is part of why I don't like some plugins putting up ads, download this, do this. I don't mind information like this over here on the right, but putting other links that will automatically download things, that's not what I'm here for. Okay, so at this point, I can turn on and off a maintenance mode. And I can, as simple as activate and then save settings. When I activate this and I'm sitting on the site, hey, good job. You're telling me, reminding me, hey, the maintenance mode is active. So be careful, or don't just let it sit there. And I can go over here because I'm logged in, I have full access. If I show somebody who's not logged in, we are presented with a different styled maintenance mode. Now, what makes this beneficial is in the maintenance mode of this plugin, I can go through and allow certain roles in or on the back end, on the front end. I could allow search engines bots to bypass the maintenance mode, which could be perfect if all you're doing is modifying navigation, or maybe you're changing all of the images from PNGs to WebP images. Everything is still there, all your content, all your SEO. So maybe your search bots you want to let through, but you want to have the humans wait until you're finished with changing over all of the images. Now, I can come over here and deal with a design where I can set my title tag, other items. I have the full Tiny MC editor. I can add in my own CSS, and that CSS will only be loaded on this item. I can set a background. I can upload an image. Maybe if I just want to do a splash screen image on that, I can do that. Then I can also put countdowns. So I could do something like, all right, we're going to at 5 p.m. That's what we're trying to hit. So it's going to start date. Save this. And again, I can put all sorts of things in here. Let me pull this up just so you can see. So we can get a countdown that runs in here. I can show social links so that we can automatically connect up the different items so people can check in with us. We can even have an email subscription list. And if we say show subscribe, maybe notify me when site is back. If we do save settings, let me just show you this. Refresh this. So if I do a bob@bob.com and hit subscribe, then I can go back to my modules and say I have one subscriber. This is what it does. Rather than actually puts it into a like connect up MailChimp or Sendy or whatever, I can now have a subscriber as an exported CSV file. So this maintenance mode plugin could also be used as a coming soon, because they've got all these additional modules that we can operate with. And so that now you have a growing list of people that you can communicate. Hey, the new site is live. It's ready to go. Here's the email that talks to you about all that stuff. So there's some really cool stuff. We can even have Google Analytics, and it can now start to operate like a landing page, a maintenance mode, coming soon. All that stuff is there. I can also go in and basically create a bot. So this is kind of cool. Let me show you what happens. Basically, you're going to pre-program some conversation in here. So when I activate my bot and we come back over here. All right. So the admin. Hi, I'm the owner of Cyber. I'd like to be your assistant. I have a few questions. What's your name? Bob. Nice to meet you, Bob. Hey, can you see? Our website will be launching very soon. I know you're very excited to see it, but we need a few days to finish it. Would you like to be first to see it? Ooh, tell me more. Cool. Please leave your email address and I'll say, how awesome is that? I mean, it's a free plugin and you could do some really cool things. Now, I have the ability to change the entire conversation. Basically, it's a, you're going through, you're customizing your messages. I can go ahead in and I have a few options that I can change. You can't add in additional systems, but basically it's a way that you could tell people what's going on. Here's the one thing that you can get a response for. Hey, your name. Then you can use that visitor name. That's what they're doing. Then you can choose what happens. Now, if they say boring, it will jump to, well, what if they click on button 2? Sorry to see that. If they click on button 1 or button 1, first it goes to this, then it goes to that, and then basically it's email. So you're able to build this little kind of a cool conversation piece. And then the GDPR, we can also activate, which will give you your required links to your privacy policy and subscription stuff. And so all in all, this is a really cool plugin that now you can control not only landing, but maintenance mode. You can control who goes in. And there's some basic feed RSS stuff that they're terminating or turning off when you're in a maintenance mode. So, and then all you need to do is click deactivate and save settings and it turns off. So this is one of the first and the longest running maintenance mode plugins that definitely allows you to create a unique experience for when you are running updates. Some of the clients may love it, the full interactivity that that would offer. Some of them will say, you know, what's the point? I look at it and say, it's just one more way that if for whatever reason somebody visits your website when it's down because of an upgrade or system change that you're doing, it's definitely something that will keep somebody a way to collect an email address, a way to collect something so that you can they can respond or you can respond to the user, the visitor after the fact, invite them back. All right. So let's take a look at one of the other plugins. I'm going to deactivate these. So if you have multiple maintenance mode plugins on your site, you're going to run into issues because they're all trying to hook into the same thing. All right. So there is another plugin, and this is one that I'm 100% feel it is so overproduced. Or basically, it's this coming soon maintenance mode landing page builder by SeedProd. If you are already using SeedProd, I would encourage you to say, hey, we can still use this. The problem with this is it's not as user friendly just to get started. So one of the things we're going to do is ignore all this upgrade, upgrade, upgrade. Go to your first page, and now we can simply say, hey, on my free version, I'm going to use the maintenance mode or the coming soon. If you want other things, you have to go to pro. But if I set up a maintenance mode, I do have lots and lots of predefined, well, pro versions. If you subscribe, you get some of these. I can click this one and use. And notice how basically we have a little page builder system. You have a few items that you can do. The benefit is over here on the page settings where there is access control and whether we're enabling, who can access it. Again, the problem with this one is if you want to be able to allow certain people past the maintenance mode, you're going to have to pay them to do this. So for what a maintenance mode is there for, this is overkill. If you are looking for a landing page builder or another, you know, another coming soon page, all sorts of things, this is maybe something to look for. But for the most part, just simply using it as a maintenance plugin, there's too much. Now, I say this because if you go search for maintenance mode blogs, you're going to get people promoting this. Why? For the affiliates. People want you to say, hey, install this, use my affiliate link, pay me money. I would only say this is something to look at if you need an entire system for coming soon's logins, landing pages, 404, and you like the builder system or this type, their builder system. All right, let's take a look at where's the other one, which is one of the first ones ever. WP maintenance mode is a solid solution. Where's my seed prod? Where'd it go? There. Let me just delete this. And then we will play around with some code. So we're going to add one more. WP maintenance. Here it is. Yes. So this is a little easier where you do have some choice of fonts, logos, countdown timers, and you can also control access. It has less functionality than the other WP maintenance mode, but it's all in one location, a simple little enable maintenance mode. Here's my text. And then I do have the ability for a newsletter block. So I can have a short code. Basically, you're going to have to, you're using MailChimp or Sendy to upload their form sign up thing in here. So you have to use theirs, whereas WP Maintenance Mode will simply just collect the email address, create a CSV file for you, and handle it. This one requires you to use your actual newsletter system to collect the information. So we can also go through here and select some basic general colors. We can have some pictures if we want, patterns, whatever. Slider options if you want to use something. We can add a countdown timer. As we've seen, you have full CSS. And the nice thing is it adds all the CSS here that you can edit. So anything that this maintenance mode plugin is adding, you have your CSS here. Then we can go through and do social networks. In our footer, we can have our own links to other items. Basically, this is, admins go here. So that's kind of nice. It'll drop in a link if you have multiple admins and they show up on the site, they're not logged in. And how do they get to the site? Maybe they're not used to WordPress. They don't know just to type in wp-admin at the end of the URL and such. So this one offers that. And nice thing is 100% free. He has basically given the plugin to the community. He keeps it updated. And over here is basically, this will always be up here. So you can change your item. Best part is any point, you can always click on it to turn on and off. So if I actually enabled the maintenance mode and we go back to the dashboard, the big difference between WP maintenance mode and this maintenance mode is normally there was a full-blown warning going across the top. It's up here in red. So we'd have to be able to, your eyes need to not lose this. Otherwise, you won't realize that, everybody coming to the site is now viewing this maintenance mode area. Administrators would not see this again by default. So we come over here, click that so we can turn it off. So if I were looking for a maintenance mode plugin that I wanted to design to do multiple things or go beyond just my basics, I would recommend either WP Maintenance Mode by Design Modo or Maintenance Mode. Now the only, where WP Maintenance, where, oh, here it is, right above it. The only real difference, because they both offer numerous options of whether you call them modules or add-ons for social networks, newsletter. The newsletter thing is the biggest difference. WP Maintenance or Mode, this one, as I already said, simply allows you to collect email addresses. And then you've got to export it out and then add it to whatever newsletter system you want. WP Maintenance wants you to connect up your maintenance or your newsletter plugin by dropping in the form subscription widget in that location. So if you have a system or a newsletter system that doesn't have a subscription system, or maybe you're just collecting your own list of emails, or maybe whatever your client uses, an old antiquated system where they send through some other system, some other email newsletter, or maybe through their regular Gmail or their regular email account, you really won't want to use the WP Maintenance here. You want to use the WP Maintenance Mode so you can collect email addresses. All right. So with all of those, these are the two that I would recommend if you want to design something that's more of that landing page maintenance mode. Now, what I'm going to show you is a solution that takes the best of what WordPress provides for free built in, and also takes the best of what these plugins do. Because you'll notice if you were watching closely when we were quickly going through the settings, those plugins also turn off feeds. Those plugins also pass 503 errors on to server engines or server bots, search bots. And those plugins also provide a way in the backend to know that a maintenance mode is activated or deactivated. So I went ahead and took a bunch of that code and gave it to you guys. So here is, I'm going to put it in the chat room. This is the plugin. And I'm going to show you several ways that we can do this. Because some of you may feel like, hey, I don't know how to make a plugin. Now, this is pretty simple because we can simply drop this plugin directly into the WP Content Plugins folder, and it can operate like a regular plugin. But how many of you would like to learn a new way where you don't have to make it a plugin? You can simply drop the code in somewhere in your WordPress site. Anybody want to learn a new skill? All right. Welcome to a new plugin that I don't think I've ever talked about called Code Snippets. There's a number of plugins called Code Snippets. But this is the best way to search it, Code Snippets, and look for the one that has the author Code Snippets Pro. Free plugin on the WordPress repository. When you activate it, you get a snippets area. And you're going to actually have a bunch of default code snippets. So the reason why this is slightly different than Code Studio. Now, Code Studio gives you so much more. Oh, by the way, there's an update to Code Studio coming. Code Studio gives you so much more options in terms of whether to put something in the header, the footer, whether to use less, whether you want it as a standalone file, and gives you, you know, conditional logic to allow you to put in a conditional logic tag. All that stuff you can do with Code Studio. But with snippets, I have only the ability to run it everywhere, only run the administrative area, only on the front end, or only run it once. Basically, I write a function here, I hit save change and activate it. It runs once. Basically, maybe you want to update something in the database and you need to run a function in WordPress to modify or change the name of a custom post type or something like that. And so you need to run a query into the database and you feel comfortable doing it, whatever. I don't know why you'd do that, but... So basically, we can put PHP here. Yes, we can go in and say, here's a way to do a CSS snippet. But look at this. All we're doing is a PHP function that adds to the WP head, and we're dropping in CSS. That's a little overly complicated, and you probably shouldn't do that as a default PHP function inside of a plugin. But never mind. Where I would use it is any code snippet that you're going to add to the functions.php file. So what I can do is the plugin I just gave you, I'm just going to go to raw. Why? So I can just copy and paste all the code, make it super simple. And I will call this one my maintenance. Now I will turn off because I can't have two PHPs there. So let me just turn that off. You're perfectly fine leaving the comments in here. Because they're commented PHP, it's not going to do anything. So I can just leave all my code in here, and I'll explain what the code is in just a moment. Run the snippet everywhere. Now, I'm just going to save the changes here. The reason why is I could activate it, but it's going to turn it on. This plugin allows me to see all of my code that I'm dealing with, whether I've set a priority, changed the priority. But I have a little switch. So I can switch to turn on the maintenance mode. So now my maintenance mode is running. That code that I gave you here is now running as a plugin. If I go to the incognito and go to WordPress, hey, I've got my plugin. Maintenance, please check back in a while. Now, let me jump back over here And let's turn this off. Oh, let me show you one thing. If it's turned on, this is what the plugin also does. Maintenance mode is active. Deactivate the plugin when the work is done. Now, by default, this code I gave you is wanting to pretend to be an actual plugin. So therefore, if you click this link, it's going to say, where's the plugin? Because I can't find the plugin. Because it's trying to take you there to deactivate the plugin. So just remember that if you use this snippets item to drop in code to turn it on or off, you have to deactivate at this point. But I'm just trying to show you that this is a great way that if you need to put something in the functions.php file that of a theme that you'd normally turn on or off, maybe you'd activate a certain hook and then turn it on or off, then you can use this plugin. Now I'm going to go ahead and turn this off because I'm going to explain this code and why this piece of code is helpful. So first off, I want to just show you that when the simple maintenance mode gets activated. So basically when this plugin is activated, this action is running, this function is running where we are disabling all the RSS feeds. So that's one of the things you probably should do when you turn on maintenance mode. Why? Because we don't want to be pushing out. Let's say you're turning on a maintenance mode because you're wanting to import a whole bunch of blog posts from another site into yours. And you don't want it to just blast out to everybody who subscribes to your RSS feed until you're ready for them to come to your site. So perfect. We are going to disable the RSS feed. If they do have their RSS feed, they're going to just simply see maintenance mode check back. Now, what happens is when this plugin is activated, this hook get header, remember I showed you earlier that get header that we can add our own functions? That's what I'm doing here. But I'm doing something slightly different. One, I am doing this. If the user cannot do this and is not logged in, we're going to use the WP die for maintenance. And then I'm just going to say, hey, put a message in here. Why? Because if you are using this code and this plugin and you want to make a custom message for your clients, rather than you trying to figure out where in PHP should I put this, I made a variable for you. So you can just overwrite this piece in PHP. Please check back in a little while. Make this say whatever you want. And this is for localization, adding the text domain. You wouldn't have to do this. You could get rid of this and simply just do a quote, please check back in a little while. And basically this variable gets added into the maintenance mode. And we'll see this in just a moment. We're there. And it flushes all the headers, so it makes sure nothing is cached. But this, and also it adds a message to the admin area. That's where that login area says. But here's the big thing that it does. When you install or activate or deactivate, a function is run that does something important. If you use Lightspeed Cache, it clears the cache. If you use W3 Total Cache, it clears the cache. If you use WP Rocket Cache, it clears the cache. If you use Fastest Cache, it clears the cache. If you use Super Cache, it clears the cache. Or Cacheify, it clears the cache. That's one of the other things most plugins don't deal with. They force you to manually clear the cache. This will automatically do it whenever you activate or deactivate. So let me show you how we would create this into a plugin. All right. So I'm just going to copy this code from my link I gave you. Let's go over to, let's close this. Let's go over to our panel, go over to our plugins, and we're going to create a new folder. And you can call it whatever you want. This is what you would do. I'll use a folder SMM. Great for simple maintenance mode. Go to this folder, create a new file, smm.php, and let's come in here and edit the file. Blammo, I just put that out there, save the changes. And then I can now go to my site into the plugins area. I find simple maintenance mode and I can activate it. The moment it's activated, it tells me maintenance mode is on. So basically, there's no setting panels, which makes it the perfect plugin if you're just going to customize it, make it your own. Let's go here, Voce Press. So there it is. Please check back in a little while. Maintenance mode. So the benefit here is now I simply activate or deactivate. Let me edit this. And if I want to make changes, remember how I told you this line number 99, please check back in a little while. We are, or the site is undergoing regular maintenance. Please check back at 4:35 p.m. If you have any questions, you can get in touch with your sales rep through the portal, whatever. I don't know. So basically, we save this, save the changes, and if we go take a look at the maintenance mode again, that's where it comes in. It just changes. So it is communicating a 503 error to search engines, letting them know that we're temporarily unavailable. It has flushed all the different caching engines you might use. And because it is a standalone plugin, you can upload it, download it, remove it, deactivate it. And the moment you deactivate it, it flushes the cache, turns everything off, and you're set to go. So all... you don't have to do anything. So basically, you could take this code in the GitHub Gist, make whatever changes to line 99 that you want, which has the message area, make it say whatever you want. You can add in HTML there. You can, not in terms of designing text, I would not make it big by doing lots of pictures and other things, because if you want to go that route, I would use one of the plugins. If all you want is the ability to, hey, something's going on with the client site, I need to quick flip the lid on letting people see what's going on, I jump in, diagnose it. Then once I've figured it out, I can deactivate the plugin and everybody's back to using the site normally. And all your administrators have full access to the site even when this plugin is running. So it's a simple one page that does all the stuff that you need it to do in a plugin. But if you need to go beyond that, I would look at either WP maintenance mode or WP maintenance. It wouldn't hurt to play around with both of them just so you feel more comfortable. And if you want more of a lower key, lower overhead item, and that's the other benefit. This is so tiny. It's not, and there's no outside calls to anything. There's no security risks or anything. You could leave this on all of your sites and then only turn it on when you need just a moment to make updates or run an update and then deactivate it. That's why it's using the WordPress activation hook and deactivation hook to either turn things on or turn things off. It cleans itself up. It adds nothing to the database. So the option is yours, but using a maintenance mode could be a step in the right direction for doing a little bit more that the client can notice that you are taking care of their site. So rather than having any issues. So I hope this has been helpful. I hope it all makes sense. And, that's the other thing I was going to show you, just so you know that I showed you that if you add the code to this snippet thing and you turn it on or off, there's going to be a link that shows up that's not going to work. But I did want to show you the link, how it works properly if you install this code as a plugin. So if I turn on our simple maintenance mode and you click this, it uses a trick in WordPress. Thank you, George Blamo. Yes, it uses a trick. Did you know that if you need to link to a specific plugin to communicate something to a client, you can run a plugins.php ?s equals, and then you can do like a search term. What that means is WordPress will automatically go to that page, already type in the search result or search query, and it will return just that. It's one of those neat little things. So I could actually say code, and it will return everything that has to do with code. Now, it's the same thing as using the search box. But for those of you, and again, this is just outside the box, for those of you who build unique dashboards, and if you guys want another one of those webinars where we build a unique customer dashboard, it may be so easy for you to write a link that says, hey, when you are ready to do the next thing and you need to turn on or off, you need to do something with the loop, we can automatically send them to this section. Hey, here's Loop Studio. This is the plugin you'll use. There's some neat things you can do with the URL in the admin, but that's a rabbit trail on itself. So take care. That's what this does with this link button. It does a search filter. You can deactivate it and the maintenance mode is off. So take care. Have a great rest of the day. I hope you had fun today with this maintenance mode. And don't forget, we do have another plugin or another webinar later this week where I should give you kind of an overview of who is actually using WordPress and does anybody use it in the real world. So take care. Have a great rest of a Tuesday, and I'll talk to you guys later.